I'm late going to press this week, blame it on life in rural Ireland. As many of you know, I now spend much of my time in County Clare, restoring lemonade cottages, a project that's equal parts rewarding and exhausting. But this past week, Mother Nature threw in an extra challenge. A nasty storm rolled through, and 7 days later, tens of thousands are still without power. That meant plenty of time to think and plan my next article the old-fashioned way, with a pencil and paper, but not much time on the computer. Luckily, time offline led to inspiration. Travel is all about finding beauty in unexpected places, and with over-tourism making some of the world's best-loved spots unbearable, it's time to consider swapping crowded destinations for quieter, equally stunning alternatives. So if you're dreaming of Santorini, Venice, or the Amalfi Coast but dreading the lines and price hikes, here's where to go instead. There's something magical about arriving at a place you've dreamt of, until you realize you're sharing it with thousands of other people. We've all been there, squeezing through the alleys of Venice behind a cruise ship crowd, jostling for the perfect sunset photo in Santorini, wondering if the line to enter the Louvre is actually longer than the flight that brought you there. The good news? You don't have to give up beautiful landscapes, rich history, or delicious food to avoid the chaos. The world is full of spectacular destinations that offer a similar feel to those bucket list spots, without the tourist overload. Here's where to go instead. Skip Santorini, visit Milos, the quiet, stunning Greek island you've never heard of. Santorini is one of the most photographed islands in the world, and with good reason. But between the crowds, overpriced restaurants, and wedding shoots blocking every scenic alley, the magic can wear thin fast. Enter Milos, an island with surreal rock formations, secret beaches, and the same postcard perfect blue and white villages, but with a fraction of the tourists. Don't miss Serikiniko Beach. The otherworldly white volcanic cliffs make it feel like you've landed on the moon. Kleftiko Caves. Take a boat tour to these breathtaking rock formations, only accessible by sea. Farapatamos. A tiny fishing village with colorful boathouses built into the cliffs. Skip Venice, visit Ljubljana, a fairy tale capital that feels like a hidden gem. Venice is mesmerizing, but it's also struggling with over-tourism. Instead, head to Ljubljana, Slovenia's charming capital, with a medieval old town, a castle overlooking the city, and a river lined with lively cafes. It has all the romance of Venice, without the chaos of day trippers. Plus, the whole city is pedestrian-friendly, so you can actually enjoy wandering without being elbowed at every turn. Don't miss Ljubljana Castle. Take the funicular up for stunning views over the city. Central Market. Grab fresh local cheeses, honey, and wine to enjoy by the river. Lake Bled. Just a short drive away, this picture-perfect lake with a church on an island is a must-see. Skip Dubrovnik, visit Kotor, a medieval walled town with fjord-like views and half the crowds. Dubrovnik has long been a jewel of the Adriatic, but its popularity has soared thanks to Game of Thrones, making it almost unbearably busy in peak season. Just a short drive away, Kotor, Montenegro offers a similar medieval old town, dramatic fortress walls, and jaw-dropping scenery, but with a fraction of the crowds and a much more relaxed vibe. Don't miss. Hike to St. John's Fortress. The views over the bay are worth the climb. Perast, a tiny, stunningly preserved Venetian town just a short boat ride from Kotor. Our Lady of the Rocks, a picturesque island church with fascinating local legends. Skip the Amalfi Coast, visit Malta. All the Mediterranean beauty, none of the stress. The Amalfi Coast's dramatic cliffs and seaside villages are breathtaking, but navigating its winding roads and packed summer crowds can be exhausting. Instead, try Malta, a tiny island nation with centuries of history, incredible food, and pristine beaches. It's like stepping into an open-air museum, with influences from the Phoenicians, Arabs, Normans, and the Knights of St. John. Don't miss Medina, the silent city, is a beautifully preserved medieval town with barely any tourists. Blue Lagoon, Camino, crystal clear waters that rival the Amalfi Coast's best beaches. Valletta's Grand Harbor, one of Europe's most beautiful harbors, best explored by traditional Maltese boat. Skip Kyoto, visit Kanazawa. A more relaxed, equally stunning alternative to Japan's cultural capital. Kyoto is undeniably beautiful, but its famous temples and geisha districts are often packed. For a more intimate experience, head to Kanazawa, which boasts some of Japan's most beautiful gardens, samurai-era neighborhoods, and one of the best-preserved geisha districts in the country. Don't miss Kenroku-en Garden, considered one of the top three gardens in Japan. Higashi-chaya District, a beautifully preserved geisha district with historic tea houses. Omicho Market, a seafood lover's paradise, with fresh sushi at a fraction of Tokyo prices. Final thought: traveling smarter doesn't mean giving up bucket list experiences. It just means finding new ways to enjoy them. These lesser-known destinations offer all the beauty, history, and charm of their more famous counterparts, but with the added luxury of space, serenity, and a little exclusivity. Next time you're planning a trip, take the path less traveled. You just might find your new place. Join me on one of my group trips. Oh, and I just added a new date for Tanzania and even got a better price too. It is now an incredible $6,400 Canadian for 13 days, and that includes so much. Check it out here. Happy travels.